I've watched one of the three seasons of the very, very popular Welcome to Wrexham documentary. It tells the story of Hollywood stars Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, who in 2020 bought a football team. And congratulations to them, because this weekend, Reynolds and McElhenney took the Wrexham FC to back-to-back promotions. They're heading to League One in English football, and we've just seen this club grow from strength to strength. Having American owners isn't something new in English football. Manchester United have the Glazers, there's the Kronks, there's also the Ted Bowleys of this world who owns Chelsea, but we're seeing this growth in particularly American investors taking small regional teams and doing things with them, like what Reynolds and McElhenney have done with Wrexham. Not just the football, they've apparently added so much to the community of Wrexham, North Wales. They've been everything from hiring volunteer staff, community schemes, just bringing this whole sense of pride to Wrexham, who in next season goes to League One. Joining me now is Richard Williams. He's a writer at the Wrexham Leader newspaper. Joins me now on the line from North Wales. Richard, thanks so much for joining us. When Reynolds and McElhenney took over ownership of the club in 2020, just talk to me about the excitement, or maybe even lack thereof, the skepticism, the suspicion about these American stars, Hollywood stars, now taking over ownership of a Welsh football team.
Yeah, there was a lot of scepticism at first because Wrexham have had some unscrupulous owners in the past, and the club was saved by the supporters. The Sports Trust took over the club and they stabilised it and stopped us going out of business. We've had some really, really bad times. The football ground was taken out of our control. So when to high-profile people were told that they were looking at Wrexham, there was a little bit of scepticism. They had to go to a vote, and the rest is history. The fans decided to go with their instinct. They decided, well, yes, we may have been stabilised, but to take maybe the next step forward and all the investment that comes with having two such people in charge, they took over, and what a great job they've done. They've really taken the community to their heart. It's not just being about the football club, but as you said then, it's been everything they've been doing in the town is absolutely bouncing. The feel-good factor has returned. They've done everything they said they would. You know, there was a lot of scepticism about their little plans for the future and what they would do. And honestly, it's just been fantastic to be a part of it. I'm privileged to have reported on Wrexham for 20 years, and it's given me, in my work position, a massive lift. But as in terms of as a supporter, it is just the good times have really, really, really come back. And it was special last year winning promotion out of the National League after 15 years there. And Saturday was absolutely another monumental step in Wrexham taking their step up to the third tier and the League One, as you said. And you have to pinch yourself. You really do. I was honoured enough to interview them both when they first came over just after COVID. That would have been 2021. And I did a one-on-one with them, 15 minutes, and they were absolutely brilliant to speak to. And I've managed to just have little sound bites for them in the past since when they've come over. And they really have. They've taken the club to their heart, but I think the people of Wrexham have taken them to their heart as well, and further afield as well. I've never have thought that there'd be busloads of people coming and stopping off at Wrexham to see the turf, which is, as you know, then about the big part of the Welcome to Wrexham documentary. But, I mean, they've put Wrexham on the map, not just because of the football, but our little old town as well has captured the hearts of a lot of people all over the world who have seen it on screen, and they thought, oh, let's have a little bit of that. And then, you know, you see them just popping by, whether they've got tickets for games or not. They're actually coming to the town just to see what Wrexham's all about. It's just phenomenal, really. I say I have to pinch myself. I really do, because you just think to yourself, you know, they could have chosen. I know there's a lot of clubs that they probably looked at. Humphrey Kerr got Rob involved, and obviously Rob got Ryan involved. And I imagine there was other clubs that they looked at. They settled on Wrexham because of the fan base and things like that. Even though we had our years in the National League and we were still well supported, but this is just taking it to another level. I mean, if you see, you know, you go on holiday and you see someone walking past you and they've got a Wrexham shirt on, you're thinking, oh, wow, you know. You know, it's, you expect your Manchester Uniteds and your Liverpools and Chelseas, but then you just think it's like, and in America, I believe it's 10 a penny now. You know, I mean, it's, you do have to, like I said, I keep on repeating myself there, but you do have to pinch yourself.
Because the Wrexham home ground has now also become this sort of a attraction for Hollywood stars. Friends and colleagues of Rob and Ryan are now pulling up into North Wales to come to a very, very local football team's home ground now. You've become a little bit like a Hollywood hub nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, we've had Will Ferrell come here, and there's a couple of other actors, and obviously, when we went to Wembley to play in the FA Trophy final, David Beckham was on board with Ryan and Rob in their box. I mean, nothing should amaze me, but you know, it's great to be a part of. I mean, like I said, in my job, I've reported on Wrexham for a long time, and we are really heading in the right direction. I know people say, "How far can you go?" But it's just the glamour that comes with it as well. But the good thing I will say that it hasn't detracted from what's going on the pitch. I think a lot of people, Phil Parkinson, the manager, is really taking it well in his stride. You know, he doesn't let that affect what's going on the pitch. I mean, there's cameras everywhere you go. You can't go to the football ground without the camera crew filming for the upcoming documentaries. But the players have handled it well. Two promotions in a row speaks for itself, doesn't it? But I think a lot of people, I wouldn't say hated by other clubs. I think maybe there's a bit of jealousy that we were the club that was chosen because, like I said, we were in the fifth tier in the National League, and they could have had the pick of any number of clubs. They just chose us. But one thing we're doing, though, we're selling out crowds when we go away from home, so other clubs are benefiting from that as well, because the Wrexham Red and White Army are travelling in big numbers as well. And it's just giving everybody a huge boost in the town, and, you know, the tourism. Just like everything about, you know, pubs, vibrant. It's just a great to be a part of, and long may it continue. Hopefully the journey's, we're only a couple of stops on the way to getting where we'd all love to be, which is Premier League would be fantastic. I think it's going to be very, very difficult now. We've taken two steps, but yeah. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've done well to get where we are now, yeah. But like I said, yeah, hopefully there's more to celebrate.
Let me not jinx it. But theoretically, you're 3 years away from theoretical even European competition, let alone the Premier League. Next year, you compete in League One. After that, if there's promotion, the Championship. The year after that, the English Premier League. And then if you're in the top five or six of the Premier League, in 3 years' time, Wrexham, the small little club from North Wales, could be playing European football.
I know when you put it like that, it just makes you realise just how close we are. But I think that, like, last year was the hardest one to get out of the National League when only one team goes straight up. And we did that after being pushed all the way by Notts County. This year, three teams were promoted automatically, and we did that. I think the higher we go, the harder it will get, because obviously you're coming across bigger clubs. They've also got a lot of infrastructure in place there. They've also got finances in place to bring in these big players that we've been able to do, which other clubs at our level haven't been able to do. So the higher you go, the tougher it will get. Yes, there will be need to be invested more in the club. There will need more investment in the team to compete with these teams. But I think for myself personally, let's just enjoy what we've just achieved. But you're right. we are potentially only 3 years away. The highest Wrexham I've ever been in the end of the 70s, which my dad was very privileged to watch, was the old Division 2, which is now the Championship. So we've never, ever been higher than the Championship in the past. So we're only one step below that at the moment. So when you put it like that, we've made a lot of progress. You'd like to think there was more steps to take on the journey, as I said. But yes, it's going to get harder. No one's under any illusion that it's going to get harder. But I think for everyone at the moment, let's just enjoy what we've achieved this season after last season. But yes, Phil Parkinson has said in an interview he wants us to be competitive next year, which only means one thing. They're going to have eyes on another promotion. But yeah, you know, we know it's going to be hard. No one's daft. No one thinks it's going to get any easier. The higher you go, the harder it gets, as far as I'm concerned.
Look, English and UK club football. I'm not talking about mega clubs. I'm talking about League One, like Sunday League clubs. They have communities that back them. It's not in other parts of the world where there's a greater focus on the professional clubs. It's really about a sense of community. The problem with that, I hope this is not the case, but what I suspect is a club will grow. It will get into League One, the Championship, maybe in the Premiership. It needs to bring on other identities, other players, buying and selling. Is there a little bit of a concern that Wrexham could lose a little bit of that identity? Like, for example, the mega clubs, Liverpool, maybe in Liverpool, but it's a global club. Manchester United, Manchester City, are based in Manchester, but they belong to the world now. Is there a little bit of not a concern, but an awareness that if this does reach its Hollywood fairy tale conclusion, that there may be a trade-off that Wrexham and the Wrexham community would have to make?
I think that everybody is wary of the fact that we're already seeing it now, that because the club has gone global, we are a global sensation. It's not just all about the people of Wrexham. It is about people all over the world following Wrexham. So you're right. There are people who have supported Wrexham for years who can't get tickets to go to the game. So already part of that is maybe starting, isn't it, where, you know, because the demand is so big, they need this new stand built behind the goal to be able to get another 5,000 in. So that's going to be another step of the journey. But yeah, of course, you're worried that people who have been long-suffering fans who've stood by Wrexham through the good times and the bad times, that they're going to get left behind. But I suppose that's part of what they're growing at Wrexham. And there will always be the local fans. They will never, ever disappear. They will always be part of the club. But you're right. We have become a global force now. So I just would hope that as many local people as possible are going to be around to enjoy it, because you know, they deserve it. They really do. We've had some tough times, some really bad times, where the club has been on the brink of going out of business, and the club's been rallied around by the fans. The fans have saved the club, but it's the people of Wrexham who deserve it more than anything. So they'll never lose its true identity. We all know who's been there for the club through thick and thin. But you're right. As the club continues to progress, you know, we are becoming more of a global force rather than just supported by people in Little Wrexham and the surrounding areas.
Look at you, a League One team calling yourself a global force. The closer you get to the English Premier League, my Manchester United colours are going to start seeing you as a real enemy now. So I think the lines have been drawn. Now, Richard Williams is with the Wrexham Leader newspaper. Thanks so much. Really appreciate your time here on Good Morning Cape Town.